Congressman Diane Black is facing reports that she helped a truck dealer in her district get around federal pollution and safety rules. A New York Times investigation finds the Republican lawmaker helped preserve a loophole that let the dealer put hundreds of diesel trucks on the road with outdated technology. That company later gave at least $225,000 to her gubernatorial campaign. WPLN's Chas Sisk reports.
Fitzgerald Glider Kits is a manufacturer in Crossville. It outfits the shells of big rigs, known as gliders, with salvaged engines. These trucks produce far more pollution than new ones with modern emission controls. And when the Obama administration attempted to make them follow the same standards, Black introduced a bill to stop them. 2 years later, Fitzgerald became a major donor to Black's campaign for governor. Most of its contributions came through shell companies to get around Tennessee's legal limits on corporate donations. A spokesman for Black says she was unavailable to be interviewed about the claim, but he denies that there were any politics behind her decision to step in on Fitzgerald's behalf. He says Black was trying to stop executive overreach and preserve manufacturing jobs in a rural part of Tennessee. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.